Aaron sat at his computer, mouse in hand. His pointer finger pressed down on the left button, which had already been clicked. It was now dangling a zip file over the trash can on his Mac. He was about to throw away years of hard work, and with it, his childhood dreams. The year was 2015, and Aaron was working as a freelance graphic designer at the time, working hard to make ends meet for his family. He enjoyed graphic design, but that wasn't his dream. His dream was to be a writer, a storyteller. So that's what he did in his spare time. He wrote stories. Supernatural thrillers, to be a bit more precise. Like many of us, his dream was just a dream, and he often wondered if he would ever get anywhere with it. His books were self-published, and he did all the work by himself, including the research. It was time-consuming, and the reward was minimal. But it was his dream since childhood, so he kept it alive as best he could. And like many authors, Aaron had a blog he used to help promote his work and connect with his fans. And like an author who understands marketing, he wanted to grow his email list so he could stay connected to his blog readers. So, one day he decided to take his leftover research, the stories that didn't make it into his novels, and turn them into short essays, a PDF, something that he could give away in exchange for an email address. He had a total of 5 stories, historic myths about New England, stories and myths that didn't really fit into the novels he was working on. So he sat down to turn those into a PDF giveaway, a lead magnet, if you will. Only he couldn't stop writing. The word count crept up and up until he knew it was too much for a PDF. And as he thought through it, it occurred to him, why would anyone want to read these long PDFs on their phone anyway? And he was frustrated. He had wasted so much time and effort, time he could have spent on other more productive things. So in that moment of frustration and despair, he forced his mouse to grab that zip file with all the PDFs in it and drop it in the trash. But something gave him pause for a small moment. He hesitated. He had a moment of inspiration. What about audio? Aaron, you listen to audiobooks. That's how you read. Maybe you could at least turn these little stories into audio essays and give them to the readers as a zip file with the audio files enclosed and with MP3s. Instead of the PDF. So Aaron grabbed a mic and he recorded his essays and he sent them to a buddy for feedback. The response he got back took him by surprise. This is a podcast. You should release these as a podcast. And so he did. Aaron released his podcast to the world in March of 2015. 5 months later, in August of 2015, Aaron was earning enough money from ad revenue on his podcast that he was able to quit his job as a freelance designer and go full-time into podcasting. In 2016, he signed a book deal with Del Rey Publishing, a subsidiary of Random House. That book, based on the name and the stories from his podcast, was released just this past Tuesday. And today, October the 13th, 2017, on Amazon Prime Video, you can watch Aaron Mankey's hit podcast turned TV series Lore with executive producers from both The Walking Dead and The X-Files. Just over 2 years ago, Aaron was in the act of throwing away his short stories. And today his podcast Lore has been downloaded over 90 million times. Now, I'm not a fan of horror stories and I don't watch scary movies per se. And this is not an endorsement for the TV series Lore. I have not watched it. But I am a fan of history and folklore and storytelling. And I would encourage you to listen to Aaron's podcast. And when you do, think about how close he was to throwing it all away. And then take a minute to think about your own dreams, your own desires, your own God-given and inspired passions. What's inside of you? Have you let it die? Have you thrown it away? Not everyone will have this level of success or rapid rise to fame. And in fact, you and I both know that most people won't. But don't let that stop you. Keep going. Keep creating. Keep looking for outlets, looking for opportunities. There's always a chance, always a glimpse of hope. And as long as you keep going and you keep doing it, there's a possibility of success. But as soon as you click delete, that possibility's gone. And that's what I want to leave you with today. Don't be so quick to give up on your dreams and throw that project that you've been working on in the trash. Keep going, pick it up. And if you think that there's nothing special about what you're doing, or on the flip side, maybe you think that there's something special about Aaron Mankey and what he did, let me read you a little bit about what I picked up from his blog on his own website. Around the time that his podcast was ranked in the top 10 or 11 podcasts on all of iTunes, he got a lot of questions about how he did it. How did he get to that point, to that level of success? And the answer that he gave was, I have no freaking idea. And he goes on to say that he used a microphone that's not the best microphone, and he used GarageBand to edit the episodes because some of the more complex software for editing seemed a little bit too complicated. He didn't have any sound treatment in his office. And so how did he do it? Well, he just produced the work that he had been working on all those nights and all those weekends on the side. But he did give three tips. And he says, I don't know if this is my secret sauce, but I think they might help. Tip number one, tell entertaining stories. And that's what I'm trying to do with the Quit Pinching Pennies podcast as well. Is my goal is to package up ideas, thoughts, tips, and lessons in entertaining stories so that you'll stay engaged and so that you'll learn something from them. His second tip is to create a mood. And he goes on to say that people don't want to be talked to. They want to learn. They want to be inspired. They want to be moved emotionally, or all of those things combined. So as you're thinking about whatever you're creating, think about the mood that you're putting people in and the mood that you want them to have and the emotions that you're going to invoke. And then his third tip is to care, to not just slap anything together, but to do your best to put a product out that people can know right away that you put some value into, that you took some time to create, and that people can tell when you're putting out something that's junk or that's really slapped together quickly. And there's too many people that are doing good quality work for you to have a chance to just do something halfway. And will those things guarantee your success? No, because ultimately, and Aaron's not afraid to admit this, a lot of times it's luck. It's being in the right place at the right time. It's cultural shifts. It's what's popular. And sometimes people just latch on to things and we don't really have a reason. But again, if you don't produce the work and if you don't continue putting your best foot forward, then there's no chance that people will latch on to what you're doing. Yes, I know this podcast is a bit different than my normal episodes, but I've been wanting to share the story with you since I got back from Podcast Movement back in August. That's where I first heard this story, from Aaron Mankey himself. Aaron was a keynote speaker at the Podcast Movement conference, and I got to hear him go through this story live. I was so inspired to keep pursuing my dreams that I had to share it with someone else, with you. So I hope you're encouraged. And if I can help you anyway, please let me know. Shoot me an email, dave@supersimple.com. And you can also join me and other dads and moms and people of faith in my private Facebook group, Quit Pinching Pennies. You can just go to quitpinchingpennies.com and that will redirect you. But whether you reach out to me or to someone else, I would encourage you to take a few minutes to reflect back on what your creative passions are, what you're good at. What are those childhood dreams that you know you can't kick because they still keep coming back around? Maybe it's drawing, maybe it's painting, maybe it's producing music, singing, or maybe woodworking. Whatever it is, there's a reason that that's there. It's part of you. So I encourage you to keep moving forward. And before I let you go, I want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Quit Pinching Pennies. It's the faith-based podcast for moms and dads who want to earn more and work less so they can quit pinching pennies and focus on what matters most. And yes, I'm your host and teacher, Dave Mooring. And as always, I really appreciate you taking time to listen today. If you enjoyed this, my main request of you is that you would just share it with somebody that it might encourage them and it might help spread the word and it maybe help other moms and dads or other people who want to change their lives and make things better. If you do feel so inclined, if you enjoyed it and appreciated it, a rating and review in iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts would be a big help to me spreading the word. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.